Everybody, welcome to Press Your Luck. We are the most competitive game in television, and now let's meet the players who are going to be pressing their luck today, starting with Chris Schmidt.
Hi.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
How are you?
Good day.
I can see you're real excited. You were clapping and going crazy before the show, right?
Right.
Where are you from, Chris?
I'm from Eagle River, Wisconsin, the snowmobile capital of the world.
Is it really?
Eagle River.
Is it snowing there now?
Yeah, probably.
I bet it is. Great.
I'm a school teacher. I teach emotionally disturbed kids in Wisconsin.
I see. All right. Well, welcome to the show, Chris. Thanks. Good to have you with us. And let's meet David Kelly.
Hi,
how are you, David?
Fine, thank you.
Now, where are you from, David?
Long Beach. Originally from Canada.
Originally from Canada?
Came down here to thaw out.
And it worked, right?
It worked. I stayed.
Uh-huh. Now, I understand you also are a cook.
Well, I'd like to dabble in the kitchen a bit.
Gourmet cook,
when I get
though.
A chance.
Well, we like to... The whole staff loves to eat, you know, cooked by gourmet.
Chateaubriand for 200?
Yes. How do you like yours, Bill? Medium rare? Yeah, medium rare for him, Bill, and then everybody else will give their orders later. Well, good to have you with us.
Good to be here.
All right, good luck. And let's meet our champion, Jeff Schimmel. They said Jeff there, and I'm reading Dave. How are you? $2,000, Jeff. You can certainly quit that job shaving pigs, right, Jeff?
Right.
I would hope so. You shaved today, though.
Yes.
You did a good job.
Thank you.
You got good training. All right. What are you going to do with $2,000, Jeff?
I've got some bills to pay and keep the creditors off my back, you know.
Right. Well, see if you can add some more to that today.
Oh, definitely.
Okay?
Definitely.
All right. Claire.
All right.
I'm going to ask you four questions with correct answers. The more you spin with the big pressure luck game board, the more spins you have, the more money you can win, because our board is loaded with thousands of dollars in cash. Terrific prizes, and every time you stop the board like this, you already got $2,000, remember? Stop! What I got? Two spaces to $1,500. I got $3,500 marked that down. All right. However, on occasion, you can also hit a whammy. He comes away and takes your money and splits and goes, and you're very upset. So let's avoid that. Are you all ready to press your luck?
Already.
Here we go. According to surveys of plastic surgeons, what part of the female body is most often the subject of their skill and magic? Jeff.
I'll say the nose.
The nose. If you are right, Jeff, you'll pick up three spins. I'll take your answer and two others, give them to Chris and David. If they're right, they'll earn a spin apiece. Is the correct answer the nose, the tummy, the breast? Chris?
I'll go with nose.
Go with the nose, says Chris. David?
I'll go with the breast.
You go with the breast, huh, David? Well, evidently so will they. Plastic surgeons most often tend to milady's breasts. David is right. I wouldn't touch that line with a 10-foot pole. Chris, no spins. David picks up a spin because he's so wise. And Jeff stays at zero. Here's the second question. If you have a credit card issued by this bank, it came from the bank which issues more credit cards than any other. What bank is it, David?
Bank of America.
Is the correct answer Bank of America, Citibank, or Chase Manhattan? Chris?
Bank of America.
Chris says it's Bank of America. Jeff, what do you say?
Bank of America.
All right. The bank with all the credit cards out is Bank of America. Correct. All right. Chris gets a spin. David Buston goes to four. And Jeff picks up a spin. Here's the third question. I wonder if you can use one of the Bank of America cards for the surgery from the plastic surgeon. I don't know. I mean, whatever. Just a thought. Actor Cary Grant will hit a big birthday this January. How old will Cary be, Jeff?
80.
80 is the correct answer. 80, 70, or 75. Chris?
I don't know, Cary. I'll go with 80.
80, okay. David?
75.
75, says David. In January, Cary Grant will be 80.
Right.
Octogenarian. Chris goes to two. David stays at four, and Jeff buzzed in, so he goes to four. Here's our third question. Actually, it's the fourth question. Wanted to see if you were awake. I pick up a spin because I got that right. St. Christopher is the patron of travelers. St. Valentine, the patron of sweethearts. But whose patron is the long-suffering St. Martha who holds the soup ladle? David?
Of the hungry.
Hungry? All right, is the correct answer the hungry, chefs, or housewives? Chris?
Oh, I'll go with housewives.
Chris goes with housewives. What do you think, Jeff?
I'll say housewives.
Housewives. St. Martha is the patron of housewives. Yeah! Of course. Chris goes to three. David stays at four, and Jeff goes to a big five. And you'll all have a chance to do those things with a big stretch of $1 when we come back. So stay right where you are. You too. Time to turn those spins into dollars. We've got 13,000 of those dollars up there on that board, as well as some surprises and some whammies. So be careful. Remember, each spin can bring you up to $1,500. That's important because the player who ends this round on top gets to play last in the final round, and that's an advantageous position. All right? Remember that. Remember, you can pass your remaining spins anytime during your turn if you have a deathly fear of the whammy. If you don't, you should have your head examined. Everything is at stake each time you spin, and four whammies put you out of the game. All right? We're going to go to the player with the fewest spins, but before we go to the player with the fewest spins, we're going to go to our old friend, Sonny Trindle, who gave us a little goodie for you to remember. Just when you're winning all the money and thinking of trips afar, you see the whammy in his hula skirt. He's not there for R&R. Hey, Sonny! Another goodie! Chris, you are the player with the fewest spins. Three, no dollars. Are you ready to make some money?
I am.
Let's do it.
Stop
at $200, Chris. Two spins left, $200. Press your luck or pass. This is going to go. Stop at video games. Value that $488, Chris. $688 is your total. Here we go. One more time. $688. One first place, $600. $1288 is your total, Chris. Let's see if it holds up. We're going to go to David with $0, four spins. Are you ready, David?
I'm ready.
All right. Okay, some big bucks. Stop it. Move one space to $750 or $100 and a spin.
$750.
Going for the buck. $750. David, three spins left. $750.
More.
Greed now.
Come on, big bucks.
Stop. Stop at flatware, David. Value that $550. You're in first place with $1,300.
All right.
Two spins left. What's your pleasure?
Go again?
Here we go again. Stop at $400. $1,700, including the flatware, which you can use when you cook for all of us. One spin left, David. What are you going to do? You can press your luck or pass that spin to Chris.
I guess I'll press.
Rex, he said, $1,700 on the line. We have yet to hear from a whammy. $1,700. Stop at $750. $2,450. David. First place for now. Let's see if it holds up. We'll go to Jeff with $0, five spins. Champ, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Stop!
Stop at $400. Everybody's picking up money today. Four spins left. Jeff, press your luck with that. Here he goes.
Stop!
Stop at $400 again. $800. Third place by about $488.
I'm going to press my luck.
Jeff's going again.
Stop!
Stop at a bumper pool table. All right. Value that. $695, $1,495, second place, two spins left.
I'm gone.
Gonna go. $1,495 on the line, $500. $1,995, you're in second place, one spin. You need $500 to get first place, David, or you can pass that spin to Jeff, or you can pass that spin to David.
I'm gonna go.
Gonna go. Gonna go. First place there, Jeff, $1,995 on the line.
Stop!
$7,000! Jeff, you're now in first place. Congratulations. David at 2415. Chris, 1288. We're coming right back. More questions, more spins, more prizes, and more surprises. Right after this. Hey. got four more questions. That means four more answers, hopefully. And remember, that turns into spins. Spins in this round can be worth as much as $5,000 apiece. Very important. David and Jeff, I'll get your names right. What you probably need to do is wear a name tag that light up. You know, probably helps you. All right. Player who wins this round gets to keep all the money and come back again next time. You like that?
I love it.
I like that part. Get to see you again, you know? Get a little lonely around here. All right. Are you ready for your question?
Ready.
Here it is. In setting the table for a formal dinner, where should you place the napkin? Chris.
Under the fork.
Under the fork. Is the correct answer under the fork, to the right, or on the plate? David?
On the plate.
On the plate, says David. Let's go over to Jeff.
I'll say on the plate.
On the plate. I know why you said on the plate, Jeff, because David is a gourmet cook, and you have a mind like a steel trap,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Well, you're a wise fellow, because the napkin should be on the plate.
All right. All right.
Chris, no spin, Chris. David picks up a spin, and so does Jeff. Who'd have thunk it? You'd think that your lady would know, but hey, in this situation, who knows? Here's a question with an answer you'll be able to check next July. What country's team always leads the Olympics opening ceremonies? We're the three monkeys, hear no evil, see no evil. I guess it's kind of expression. Next July is when we'll have to go back to this question. How would you like it in multiple choice?
Okay.
Here it comes. What country's team always leads the Olympics opening ceremonies? Is it Greece, Italy, or the United States? Chris?
Greece.
Greece, says Chris. Now let's go to David.
Greece.
Greece, says David. Jeff?
Greece.
Yeah, don't you all feel silly now?
Yeah.
Yes, the answer is Greece.
Yeah.
Chris gets a spin. David picks up a spin, goes to two. And we'll get to you, Chris. There it is. David goes to two, and Jeff goes to two. Here is the third question. It always has been the traditional day to do the laundry, and it still is. What day is it, Chris?
Saturday.
Saturday. Is the correct answer Saturday, Sunday, or Monday, David?
Monday.
Monday, says David. Jeff? Hi, Jeff.
Hi. I'll say Sunday.
You'll say Sunday. Wash day was and is Monday.
Right.
Of course. David picks up a spin and goes to three. David not only cooks, he does laundry. You don't keep very clean, Jeff. All right, here's the fourth question. Jesse Jackson recently announced that he was a candidate for the presidency. To what party does Mr. Jackson belong, Jeff?
Democratic.
Democratic. Is the correct answer Democratic, Republican, or Independent, Chris?
Democratic.
Democratic, says Chris. David?
Democratic.
Democratic. Jesse Jackson is a Democrat. Correct.
Yeah.
Chris goes to two. And David goes to four. Jeff Buckley goes to big five. And all our players are taking those valuable spins to the big board. The valuable winner is going to be impressed with us. So stay with us. Each amassed a tidy little sum, so it's time to take those 11 spins and turn it into big dollars, and we have 50,000 big dollars up there waiting for you to win it. Don't forget the whammy, because he'll come out and take away all that money, so be careful. Let's look at your totals. We've got Chris at $1,288, David at $2,450, and Jeff, you are in first place with $2,995, which means you get to play last in the final round. That puts you in an advantageous position. Sit back and relax. We're going to go to the player with the least amount of money. Chris, two spins, $1,288. Let's go for the $5,000. You ready? No whammy. $600. Gets you up to $1,888, Chris. One spin left.
Okay, I got it.
You're going to go. Looking for big dollars in third place. Wants to get the first $1,500. You are in first place, Chris, with $3,388. Let's see if it holds up. David? $2,450, four spins. We have yet to hear from a whammy. Are you ready?
Oh, okay.
Go for some money. Stop at Big Screen TV, David. Value at $3,800. Well into first place. Brings your total up to $6,250. Three spins left. Press your luck.
Oh, let's keep going.
Going to go. Just go ahead. $6,250 at stake.
And stop
at $600.
Yeah.
$6,850. Two spins left. Press your luck to pass, David.
Oh, I'm going to keep going.
I'm
going
to keep going.
Money up there.
And stop.
Oh. 3, 2, 1, big box. Hey, you. What is it for me?
took your big bucks off into space, David. One spin, no dollars. You do have that one spin left. You can make some big bucks. You can get 5,000 and go back into first place.
Oh, I'm going to get back up there.
Ready?
Here we go.
Stop at $750, and
all right.
More importantly, a spin. $750 puts you back in the money column, and you have one spin left. What are you going to do, David?
I'm going to go for the big buck.
Big buck looking for $5,000.
Stop
at $700. $1,450. David, in third place, one whammy. We now go to our champion, Jeff, with $29.95. Second place, five spins. Are you ready, Jeff? $29.95 on the line. Stop at $4,000 and a spin. Timed it right, Jeff. $69.95, five spins in first place by about $3,600.
I'm going.
Gonna go. $69.95 on the line.
Stop.
$5,000 and a spin. Jeff, $11,995, first place by $8,000, five spins left. What are you gonna do? Gonna play $11,995.
Stop!
Oh. Easy come, easy go, Jeff. The only thing you have in your favor in a big one is four spins. You can build that right back up again. $0.
I'm going
now. We're gonna go. Here
I'm
we
going.
Go with eight spins. Territory to you, Jeff. Back into first place. Four spins left. You've got about $600 more than six.
I'm going.
Here he goes again. $4,000 on that line.
Come on, big buck. Stop.
$5,000. Jeff. Unbelievable. You hit it four times. $9,000. Four spins left.
I'm going.
Gonna go again. $9,000.
Stop.
Stop at $2,000. You're back up to $11,000 again, Jeff. Three spins left. $8,000 more than Chris.
If I pass,
you're going to pass them to Chris. He's a player with the next highest amount of money. $8,000 more than she has.
I'm going to pass. Pass.
Your pass to Chris. $3,388. Chris welcomes them. And she figures maybe she can make some more money. Chris, there's three you have to take.
Come on.
You've got $8,000 to catch you up to do. You ready?
Okay.
Here comes the first
come on,
one. Stop at Chris and ask Chris. Chris worth $1,393 brings you up to $4,781. You've got about a little less than $7,000 to catch up to Jeff. Two more spins you have to take. Are you ready?
$4,781.
Jeff waiting patiently with $11,000. $700. Chris, you now have $5,481. You're going to have to pick up something on that board that gives you an additional spin. $5,000 will not be enough. You have to pick up at least something with an additional spin to beat Jeff. He has $11,000. Are you ready, Chris?
I can't pass it.
You can't pass it. You have to take
it.
Jeff's waiting. Chris is waiting. Who's going to be the champion? Is it going to be our returning? $7.50 and a spin. It's not over. Now, Chris, $62.31. You have about $5,000 less than Jeff. If you get $5,000, you will win. Or the other option is you can pass that one spin to Jeff. If he whammies, you win the game.
Yeah. Jeff, you can have it.
Chris passes it to Jeff. Jeff, $11,000 is sitting there waiting for you. One spin. Let's see if you can fend it off and continue with the game.
Stop! Stop! Stop!
Stop!
Stop!
Stop! And a video recording. Jeff, you did it! You did it! That's $2,545. You're the champ. You've done it. We'll be right back to find out exactly what you won right after this session. Congratulations, Jeff. I bet you want to know what you want, don't you?
Yeah.
Rob, tell Jeff what he's won.
Okay, Peter. Jeff, you won the RCA convertible VCR system and color video camera. VCR has 8-hour recording time, and with the color video camera, you can create your own home TV production complete with sound. That prize totaling $2,345 combined with the $11,000 in cash you won today and the $2,000 in cash prizes you won previously gives you a grand total, Jeff, of $15,345. Congratulations!
Congratulations, Jeff. $15,345. Well done. Chris and David, you played gallantly. Came up a little short, but you're not going to be going away empty-handed. We've got some nice prizes for you. I thank you both for being with us. We're going to see you next time, Jeff, right? Until then, I've got a little tidbit from our good friend Sonny Tyndall. When you're racking up money and prizes divine, when the whammy leaned over the bar and said, your place or mine, this is Peter Jamarkin saying, thanks for pressing your luck. Bye-bye.
This is what we have by Defining Contestants. Sidewalk Motocross Fun by Hedstrom. Naughty tires, mag wheels, and a 16-inch flag from Hedstrom. We put fun on wheels, plus Kentucky Fried Chicken gift certificates and a special thermal bag. Don't forget the fresh, made from scratch buttermilk biscuits, too. All from Kentucky Fried Chicken. Also, BedSack provides luxury upholstery for your old mattresses or box frames and protection for new from BedSack. And deep winter miseries with a Charicol system. Charicol D for cough, Charicol Plus for cough, plus head cold. To restore free breathing, use as directed. Plus the Norelco 12-cup Dialet Root 2 coffee maker. With a water window, strength control, off-on switch, and dual heat control for constant temperature from Norelco. And from Maybelline, Moisture Whip Lipstick. Whipped with moisturizers to help keep lips soft. A lipstick by any other name is not Moisture Whip by Maybelline.